Have you ever heard of a pawpaw? If not, do not feel bad. Most Americans do not know of the fruit, although it is native to the United States. Once, however, it was one of the most popular fruits in North America. Happily, those who love the pawpaw are trying to return it to its former position in American foods. A pawpaw is a tropical-like fruit that grows on trees found all over the eastern United States. It's also the largest edible fruit native to the U.S. It is similar to a typical mango in size. It has a dull green-colored skin and a soft, almost creamy orange inside. Most people agree that the pawpaw tastes like a combination of a banana, an apricot, and a mango. Most people are very surprised by its sweet taste. At one time, it could be found as far west as Nebraska. It also grows along the East Coast from New York to Florida. The fruit has a very short harvest season, from 2 to 3 weeks in September and October. The pawpaw was an important food for Native Americans and even early European settlers. Pawpaws reportedly were a favorite treat of George Washington, the first U.S. president, who especially liked them cold. Thomas Jefferson, the third U.S. president, was also a fan of the fruit. He planted pawpaws at Monticello, his home in Virginia. He also sent pawpaw seeds to his friends in France. American explorers Lewis and Clark wrote in their journals about the pawpaw. Today, pawpaws remain popular in the Appalachian Mountain area. The pawpaw has never been sold commercially. The fruit requires a very special environment: low, wet areas that sometimes flood. In addition, the fruit is good to eat for only 2 to 3 days after harvesting. This makes it hard to sell anywhere distant from the pawpaw tree it came from. Planters are again growing pawpaw trees and harvesting the fruit. In several states, farmers have organized pawpaw festivals to reintroduce people to the food. At such a festival in Maryland recently, farmers displayed different products made with pawpaws. There were pawpaw jams, pies, gelato, and beer. Michael Judd helped organize the Maryland Pawpaw Festival.
And it has that energy, and the people here today, there's an excitement because they're trying something totally new, but also exotic that grows here.
Farmers are trying to grow kinds of pawpaws that will be easier to ship and sell commercially. Donna and Jim Davis are pawpaw farmers in Westminster, Maryland. They told National Public Radio that they purchased their pawpaw trees in the 1990s and now sell the fruit at farmers markets and online. So, who knows? Maybe the pawpaw will show up soon at a market near you. I'm Phil Dierking.
Put them in your pocket, picking up pawpaws. Put them in your pocket, picking up pawpaws. Put them in your pocket, way down yonder in the pawpaw patch.